Okay, so in some tough side, that would say if Gimel the Mob brings on Midug to put grass out in Shulchan in our houses on Shavuos as a Zecher for the Simcha of Maamid Har Sinai. And the source for this Ramah is from the Ma'aril and Chag HaShavuos, so it's based. And then the Ma'aril says that we put grass out in Shul for Simcha of the Ragel. So there seems to be two points of contention between the Ramah and the original source of the Ma'aril. The Ramah says that we even put out the grass even in our homes, whereas the Ma'aril only mentioned that we do it in Shul, didn't mention anything about putting the grass out in our homes. And additionally, the Ramah also adds that we do it specifically as a Zecher for a Simcha of Maamid Har Sinai, whereas the Ma'aril himself just said we do it for a Simcha of the Yontif. So the question is, why did the Ramah reinterpret the Ma'aril and add that, A, we're doing it for a Simcha of Zecher Maamid Har Sinai, and on top of that, the Ramah also added that we do it not only in Shul, but also in houses. So to address the first question, why is it that the Ramah added that it's specifically a Zecher for Simcha of Maamid Har Sinai? Probably the Ramah is bothered that if it's just a din and Simcha's Yontif, so what makes Shavuos different than every Yontif, right? The Ma'aril should have brought down this din of spreading our grass by Pesach and Sukkot as well. And since he doesn't, someone understood that something unique about the Simcha of Shavuos that engenders this minhag of spreading our grass, and the Ramah understood that as emanating from the Simcha of Har Sinai. And past just as part what the Ma'aril meant. Now, in order to explain the second difference between the Ramah and the Ma'aril, that the Ma'aril himself holds that you only spread out the grass in Shul, whereas the Ramah also adds that you do it in your house. So probably the Ma'aril held that the Shul itself is more similar to Har Sinai, right? Only the Shul is the getter of Har Sinai. For example, right, the Gemara Megillah and Daf Chav Tes teaches that the basic Knesset is a Mikdash Ma'at, and the Ramban explains in the beginning of Parshas Truma that the purpose of the Mishkan is supposed to be a permanent remembrance of Har Sinai. And according to that, so it makes sense that only the Shul is really going to be like Har Sinai. And furthermore, right, for example, in the Shul we have a Bima in the middle, which is supposed to be a Zecher for remembering Har Sinai. So it could be for that reason Ma'aril held that the minhag of spreading out grass in Shul was limited to the Shul. But however, the Ramah understood differently, and he expanded it even to houses. And the simple reason for that is that the Ramah understood that the reason why he put out the grass in Shavuos is just for a Zecher for a Simchas Matan Torah. It's not really meant to like reenact Har Sinai. And therefore, even in the houses, we're able to put out the grass because it's a Zecher for the Simcha, and the Simcha is able to be applicable in the houses just as it is when seeing the grass in Shul.